You're listening to the WGU Alumni Podcast, a podcast all about noteworthy night owls. Join us each episode as we highlight WGU alumni and share ways to help you stay engaged. Here now is the WGU Alumni Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 21 of the WGU Alumni Podcast. My name is Sarah Van Winkle and I'm joined today by my co-host Jeff Burton. Hey Jeff.
Hey Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing well. I've just been thinking, you know, we're now less than a month from Christmas. So the question I have for you, have you started Christmas shopping yet?
Oh boy. You know, my wife is an expert in this field and we've actually gone completely online, which is very nice. So Sarah, we've already started getting the catalogs in the mail. Can you believe they've already started?
Actually, I can. I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Exactly. It's been a weird year, but I think they're, you know, the retailers are gearing up for a big, big holiday push. Why bring this up? One of the things that I saw, my daughters are way big into American Girl dolls, and the decade that they're highlighting, the kind of their throwback decade, is the 1980s. And I thought that was kind of so cool. I thought, oh my word, I lived through a decade that now is coming back as a vintage retro throwback. Sarah, you know, what I know about you, I think the 1980s was a dang good decade for you, was it not?
Oh, of course. And I mean, the toys speak for themselves. I mean, you had the Care Bears, you had He-Man and She-Ra, you had G.I. Joe, of course, Barbie. And I think it was a dream time for little boys and little girls and, you know, their big wheels and everything else. I still love the fact that I had one of those big wheels. It was pink and white and blue, and it was one of my favorite gifts ever.
Yes, I love it. Do we have photos?
You know what? There probably are pictures, and there might be some pigtails involved, and I don't know. But it was one of my favorite gifts ever.
Okay, we need to make this promise to our listeners that in future episodes in the show notes, we'll start to provide some good photos, which should be lots of fun. But I'm right there with you. I think the 1980s was an excellent decade. You said He-Man, and it totally brought a smile to my face.
Yeah,
I had all those little action figures. I can still, like it was yesterday, I can remember playing with them. The thing, though, that you left out, I know you're a music person, so Michael Jackson, was he big in the 1980s?
Maybe just a little bit.
He was huge. The other thing, too, is Back to the Future, one of my very, very favorite movies.
And Marty McFly, have you not in the past?
You know, that is true. That picture might exist as well, so we'll see what we can do to post that.
Yeah, well, speaking of Michael Jackson, I'm in my home office, as we've talked about being quarantined during this strange time. And in my office is all kinds of music and posters, memorabilia, concert tickets. And so I'm staring at three posters of Michael Jackson right now. That may seem a little excessive, but for anyone that knows me, they know I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan and have always been. So that's definitely, I think Michael Jackson's going to be on the playlist today.
Well, Sarah, I love that you're queuing up the playlist. And I got to pause for just a second and ask you, top three Michael Jackson songs, and I won't limit you just to the 1980s. So what do you think they are? What are your top three?
Man, that's putting me on the spot and putting the pressure on for sure. I feel like, you know, I'm not going to be the typical fan that just chooses the top hits. I'm going to choose some deep cuts that probably some people have never even heard of. So for me, I've got to go Working Day and Night, Stranger in Moscow, Smooth Criminal, and I'm going to keep going because I can't just name three.
Yeah, take a bonus.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do like a couple of bonuses here. Scream, Dangerous, Human Nature, and The Way You Make Me Feel.
Okay. You started with some that are not as familiar. I'm not as familiar with, but you ended with a few that certainly I think I know and many of our audience knows. I'm wondering though, Sarah, if we're going to get hate mail because somebody is like, how could you not include this song on the list?
Oh, I didn't say Billie Jean. I didn't say Beat It. I didn't say Thriller. But I love all of those songs. But if I am naming my favorites, you know, top three, top five, top 10, I don't know that those make it.
Yeah. Well, fun to pause for just a moment and celebrate the 1980s, a great decade. And Sarah, do you know who else loved the 1980s?
I think I do, but you tell me.
So Mary Pugmire, our good friend, Mary Pugmire from WGU, from the continuing grad team, we've got her on the episode today. I don't think I asked her any questions about the 1980s, but hopefully she's nodding along and saying, yes, Jeff, Sarah, that was a great decade, the 1980s. So what can we get from the interview today with Mary?
Well, you know, I know that Mary loved the 80s, and we love Mary, and we love our continuing grads, which is what she's going to talk about a little bit today, our alumni that have completed a degree with WGU and are coming back for another degree, which we absolutely love. So we're going to hear more about that from Mary today.
Awesome. Let's listen now.
Let's do it.
I'm excited for this next segment to welcome my good friend and colleague, Mary Pugmire, who is Senior Enrollment Counselor. She's going to share some perks and resources our alumni have if they are considering continuing on at WGU to earn an additional degree. Hi, Mary. Thanks for joining the podcast today.
Hi, Jeff. It's such a pleasure to be here to chat a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your time. It's always great when I'm talking with Mary, and I think our audience is going to enjoy the information that you can provide. So, Mary, I want to start, though, with just kind of a background question. How long have you been at WGU?
I was just thinking about this the other day. Jeff, it's hard to believe I'm about 3 months short of having been here for 10 years.
Oh, that is
so hard for me to believe. And I know it sounds really corny, but time has flown by so fast. It's a big celebration year for me. I think I'm going to have a big party or something like that, a virtual party.
Well, I hope you'll invite me to the virtual party. I definitely want to come and celebrate. Awesome. Well, good stuff. So in that time, 10 years, a decade, you have seen some pretty remarkable growth in terms of students and also in graduates. What was the university like 10 years ago?
Oh, goodness. 10 years ago, pardon my stuttering, but you know, it just boggles my mind. I don't know, when I started working here, what did we have? 17,000, 20,000 enrollments that were active students. And now I look at just the sheer number of alumni that we have. It's just mind-boggling. The team of enrollment counselors that used to serve that small amount, relatively small amount of active students. And now, what do we graduate monthly? We graduate 3,000 to 4,000 students a month, and we enroll thousands and thousands of students a month and just change their lives out on this new path and journey. It's just almost hard for my mind to wrap around the mission of the university, the changes that have happened in the university, the way we serve our students. But you know, when I talk about mission, it's the core mission of the university. It really never has changed. And I believe that that's why the growth has been just so enormous, is that our purpose has still stayed the same. And that's why the university has grown at the level that it has. It's why I'm still here.
Yeah, no, I hear and am nodding along with you with everything that you're saying. It really is remarkable. And on the alumni side, we just celebrated our 200,000th graduate. And that in just over 20 years. And that's obviously a huge number. But I think kind of to your point on just how remarkable all of this is, when you think about it in terms of being more than a number, thinking about an individual whose life has been changed through their own efforts, you know, through their own perseverance and hard work, and thanks to the support of the enrollment team, their mentors, others at the university, it really is awe-inspiring.
It is. It is about the individual, whether it is that 20,000 number 10 years ago that we worked with and were devoted to and focused on, or it's that 200,000 number of people that have finished their journey here and are changing their life, their family's life, contributing to the workforce, our proud WGU alumni. It's all about that individual. And the university has been devoted to that individual and giving them the best academic experience possible. And the people that work here at the university know that that's their focus and their purpose. And I know it just sounds corny sometimes for me, but that's why I've been committed to WGU for as long as I have. It's the longest job I've ever had because I believe in what I do here and caring for the students that I really do have the honor of working with in enrollment.
Well, that is great. And Mary, I want to kind of shift over. This is a perfect segue into our topic today. And that is specifically about continuing at WGU. This obviously is the alumni podcast, so we have people listening in that have already earned a degree here at the university, have already had that experience and felt that personalized and individualized support. I want to ask you, Mary, in terms of the continuing grad team, what are some things that you can share with our alumni audience? Maybe someone is listening in today that is considering coming back and earning a degree. What will that experience be like for them?
It really is an exceptional experience. There are a group of enrollment counselors that specifically work with the alumni demographic. It's a different type of experience when you come back to enroll in that next degree. It's a VIP experience, and you're going to work with an enrollment counselor who knows that you've done a number of steps already when you've enrolled for the first time as a new student. And as a returning student for that next degree, your process through enrollment is expedited. And so when you're working with one of those counselors who specializes in working with alumni, they can look at your file, they understand the steps that have already been accomplished, they can understand what your particular needs are, they understand the programs that you're looking at, and they can facilitate that expedited process for you. That really is a benefit, really a perk of working with, we call them continuing graduate specialists, because you're a graduate who's continuing that educational journey at the university. And we do want to give you that VIP experience. We know that you are the heartbeat of the university, and we do appreciate you wanting to come back and continue that educational path here.
So Mary, I want to ask you a specific question with regards to an additional degree. From your experience working with our grads, is it more beneficial to earn an additional bachelor's degree, or is it better to earn a master's degree in a particular field? What's been your experience?
Wow, what a great question. It all depends on what your goal and focus is for the future. It's, you know, you're going to work with that counselor and they're going to ask you some deep and probing questions about where your path is moving forward. And it's going to vary college by college as to whether you want to grow in the profession you've chosen, whether you want to continue moving in that same direction and growing in those professional credentials you've already received, or maybe it's time for you to take a shift and maybe you're considering another direction professionally. This is why it's so important to call in and counsel. Those enrollment counselors can really take a deep dive with you into what's available. A lot of people think that when they call in, it's just to start the enrollment process. It's really, when you call in, it's to start conversations. It's to start to explore what's available here at the university. We're not just gathering information to process a file. We're gathering information to help explore and to serve you. And if it's exploration in other departments, maybe it's professional services, maybe it's in the career development. If enrollment isn't able to help you explore in itself, maybe enrollment can connect you with some of the other great resources we can. So back to the core question, whether it's a bachelor's to a master's or a bachelor's to another bachelor's, call in and let's begin the conversation. Let's explore what's going to best serve you as a student.
So, Mary, if someone is interested in furthering that conversation or even beginning that conversation, I should say, where's the best place for them to go? You said call in. Is there a phone number that they can call?
Absolutely. Just call the WGU general enrollment number. It's 866-225-5948. Make sure you identify yourself as an alumni. They're going to be able to verify you when you call into that number. They'll look up your information, your credentials. Help them understand what you're looking at so whoever is answering the phone can route you to a continuing graduate specialist. And then start that conversation. Let that counselor serve the needs that you're looking for. If they're not able to assist you, I can promise you they're going to get you to an individual who can.
You mentioned a minute ago that there are VIP benefits or a VIP experience being a graduate of the university. Can you tell me a little bit more about, like, are there scholarships available? Are there fee waivers for those that call in? Can you share a little bit more there?
Yes, absolutely. Because you are starting a new program, there are going to be scholarships available for those programs, but there's also particular scholarships that are available being an alumni, coming back, being that returning graduate. So you're going to want to look into those. And again, those counselors are going to be able to walk you through what those benefits are. You're not going to fill out another application. You're not going to pay an application fee. We're going to want to explore if there are any other additional benefits. Again, you're working with an experienced counselor that's going to explore everything that's available to you as a returning student. We're not going to want to go backwards in the application process. We don't want you to redo any work. We don't want you to gather up documents that are already here at the university. This is all about moving forward and exploring what your future is and the next academic path we can help you with. It's not about going back to the beginning and starting over again.
So, Mary, you mentioned that you've been here a decade. Undoubtedly, you've worked with a number of students, potential students, that probably have stood out to you in terms of being a motivation or being meaningful, those type of things. Can you think of somebody that you've worked with that really stands out to you and motivates you to do what you do?
Well, yes, I can. It's really kind of you to ask me to share some of the feelings that I have about these students, because they are the best part of the job. And sorry if I get a little emotional, but when you're able to hear their stories, it really is a gift to hear what got them to this point and the motivation that will get them to the end of their degree. I will always remember the young nurse who shared with me her story of wanting to give back to the Shriners Hospital because she had spent her years as a child there. And she made a promise that she would achieve her graduate degree and return there and help others as she was helped. And what a gift it was to enroll her in that degree and work with her as she started that path to that end. She was really an inspiration to me and so many others that I've worked with, but she will always stand out as someone that was so committed to making a difference in the world.
Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for the emotion that I hear in your voice. And I've worked with you for several years now, and I know that you truly care for each individual that you talk to and that you take every call, every interaction that you have very personally. And I think that speaks to you and the caliber of person that you are. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for coming on the podcast today. You've got us all, me, Bethany, yourself. I
I just feel chills as you're telling this story and knowing the impact that you and the other counselors have to assist and to get these students on their journey so that they can really change their lives. So Mary, thank you. I'll give you the final word if that's okay.
Jeff, it really is such a joy to continue to work with these students. We truly do invest in their success. It's a wonderful part that we get to participate in these conversations, in listening to the success that they've had and the excitement in their voice as they want to, again, invest in this next degree. I would encourage, like you said, anyone that's out there that's considering taking those next steps to look for that next opportunity to engage again in a program, to call into the university, start that conversation, start that consideration, see if we can help you with your questions. We're here, again, to be of service to you. That's what our opportunity is, to offer you some information and see if we can be of assistance with that enrollment process and get you on that next journey to help reach those goals that you've set for yourself and change your life again. I appreciate, Jeff, you giving me this opportunity. I always love speaking about the university, speaking about those graduates that we're working with. And I just thanks again.
Mary, you're the best. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
You betcha. My pleasure. Take care, Jeff.
Thank you for listening to the WGU Alumni Podcast. To learn more about WGU Alumni and commencement, visit wgu.edu/alumni. To learn more about anything you heard on this episode or to hear past episodes, visit wgu.edu/podcast. This podcast was produced by the WGU Alumni Relations Department. Special thanks to producer Bethany Tucker from the WGU Production Studio. And thank you to our WGU Alumni Network, now more than 200,000 strong and growing.